Okay, let's see if we can pick up this conversation where the phone company so generously dumped us. So, do you think there's a possibility of maybe of you picking up a putting together a compilation of some of your best across the board and all of your musical ventures, I should say?
You know, that would be lovely, and some people have the wherewithal to make that work, but for me, unfortunately, you know, the Foster + Lloyd stuff that we did for RCA is owned by Sony, and the Sky King stuff is Sony and Warner Brothers, and Mulholland has the Cinema 615 stuff, and anyway, you know, the stuff that's not on my little independent label. I can do stuff with that, but I can't really do all the different other projects, you know.
Yeah, that's a shame that the big labels will just, you know, they're not going to make money off this, but they won't relicense it back to the artists for
Well,
a.
and also just the paperwork alone is makes you go, ah, I don't know.
Well, there's
I
no
don't want to
paperwork
own
anymore. Everything
anything.
is done on computers, so I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
So.
anyway, but I appreciate the thought.
You know, well, anyway, I could put together a compilation and listen to it in my car.
Yes,
So,
I would love to see what your choices are.
hey, maybe I will do that. Maybe I will do that one day. So, Bill, one more time, where can they find your music? What's the name of your website? One more time for those who weren't listening earlier, who have the opportunity to pick up a pen. Remember the pens and write down the website.
Pencil with a number two lead in it.
Exactly.
Yeah. BILLLOYD, that's Bill Lloyd, with all four L's in a row. Music, BillLloydMusic.net.
Okay.
And at my website, there's a store where you can buy CDs. There's links to streaming and other sources. And then there are bios and pictures and, you know, just sort of background of all sorts of all these different projects I've been a part of. So,
oh, nice, nice. So, Bill, we're gonna go away with playing three more of your songs: "Aroma Dollar Head," "She Cheated on Her Pain," and of course, the whimsical game show star. I mean, just to show folks the other side of Bill Lloyd. He's not just power pop, folks. He's not just country. He's more. He's more. There's a lot more meat on the bone, and I mean that in a good way. You know, to Bill Lloyd's music, you know?
Well, thank you. Don't forget the reggae cut.
And the reggae, I'm going to play that also. I'm going to play that also. I'm going to play that also.
Okay, thanks.
Hey,
thanks. That's something I've never really done before, was doing a rub-a-dub reggae track.
Don't watch me. Why did you say reggae? Why all of a sudden, yeah, let's go to left field? You could have done Big Spider Beck covers, but you did reggae.
I loved that era when I was late 70s, early 80s, when there was a lot of reggae on the radio. Well, Paul McCartney did reggae stuff, but Elvis Costello watching The Detectives, Joe Jackson, The Pretenders, oh, especially The Clash.
Yeah,
had a lot of reggae. And it turned me on to the real stuff, and I always loved that trance-like, hypnotic rub-a-dub stuff where there was a guy toasting. In fact, we got on this record, I wrote that song, Don't Watch Me, Watch Yourself, with Jonathan Bright, who's one of my main collaborators in the studio here in Nashville. And he has a friend from Jamaica named Wayne King, and Wayne did the toasting on there. So you hear an authentic Jamaican voice on there. That's Wayne King.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. I mean, back in the day, back in the 70s, and when reggae started really taking hold, my cousin used to do a reggae show on WLIR called Punky Reggae Party. And it was a clash between the Clash and the real reggae artists and the Pretenders, who were doing great reggae music, not the actual Pretenders, but the people who were doing reggae music back then. And it was a great idea, a great format. And unfortunately, it really never caught on, you know, this amalgamation of different styles coming together.
Yeah, you know, the Pretenders did a song called "Waste Not, Want Not."
Yes, yes, they did.
That I always thought was a really great track. And, you know, there's just, And I was part of a band in the early 80s up in Kentucky called Sergeant Arms, and we had a couple reggae songs. So this isn't the first time I've flirted with it, but this is the most legit-sounding reggae song I think I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, it's quite good. It's quite good. Hey, Bill, listen, we got to run. We got to move on here, but I thank you for joining us. Bill Lloyd, Look Into It is the new album, CD. It's called Look Into It, and please do look into it. Bill, I wish you much more success in the future, and you've got to get up to New York. I've got to get down to Nashville, and we'll have a good time then, I'm sure.
That's good, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you. You be well, my friend, and I'll be in touch soon, okay?
Take care.
Take care.
Your Music Connection, Radio New York International.
With the Boogeyman.
The greatest sound in the air.
The real voice of America.